Teresa and I were just in Medjugorje, where, for the first time in 43 years that Our Lady is reported to be appearing in Medjugorje, she asked everyone to join at 10 p.m. to pray for 9 straight days. Teresa and I walked up Apparition Hill, and we knelt down and began praying the rosary as thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people came streaming up the jagged rock mountain to kneel down and pray with Our Lady. Then around 11:30 each night, Our Lady would appear, and the entire mountain would immediately fall silent. Why did Our Lady ask for this novena of rosaries? I think she revealed why in her message on the last night of the novena, June 25th, in which she said this: "Dear children, I rejoice with you and thank God for permitting me to be with you, to lead you and love you. Little children, peace is in danger and the family is under attack. I am calling you, little children, return to prayer in the family. Put sacred scripture in a visible place and read it every day. Love God above all, that it may be good for you on earth." Now, the reported apparitions of Mary, the Mother of God, to 6 visionaries in Medjugorje began June 24, 1981, and continue to this very day. To understand the Church's current position on Medjugorje, you need to know 3 things. First, according to the new 2024 rules on private revelation, the Vatican or local bishop will no longer declare with certainty the supernatural nature of an event. Instead, they may issue a nihil obstat, which means nothing hinders the faithful from devotion to or pilgrimage to a certain place. Second, the Ruini Commission, established by Pope Benedict, voted overwhelmingly in 2017 to recognize as real and supernatural the first 7 apparitions of Medjugorje. And third, in 2019, the Vatican officially authorized pilgrimage to Medjugorje and designated the parish church of St. James in Medjugorje a pontifical shrine under the oversight of the Vatican. Furthermore, John Paul II, commenting to the Archbishop of Slovakia, said, "Medjugorje is the continuation of Fatima. It is the completion of Fatima." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The essence of the message of Our Lady at Medjugorje is conversion. See, the problem in the world is that we've forgotten God, and we are destroying ourselves. And what does a mother do when she sees her children in grave danger? Well, she comes to rescue them. On June 16, 1983, Our Lady said, I have come to tell the world God is truth. He exists. In Him is true happiness and abundance of life. And I present myself here as the Queen of Peace to tell the world that peace is necessary for the salvation of the world. In God is found true joy from which true peace flows. So our mother is coming, and she's begging us to be converted and to return to Christ. Be converted, Our Lady tells us. It will be too late when the sign comes. Beforehand, several warnings will be given to the world. Have people hurry to be converted. I need your prayers and your penance. The only thing that I would want to tell you is be converted. Make that known to all my children as quickly as possible. No pain, no suffering is too great to me to save you. You cannot imagine what is going to happen, nor what the Eternal Father will send to earth. That is why you must be converted. However, Our Lady always says, my children, do not be afraid, because I am the Queen of Peace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And Mary comes to remind us of the weapon God has given us against our Goliath. 5 stones to overcome evil in our lives. The first stone is the Holy Mass. Our Lady says, let Mass be your life. And may the Mass, the most exalted and most powerful act of prayer, be the center of your spiritual life. The second stone is prayer. Dear children, Our Lady says, today I am calling you to be people of prayer. Prayer until prayer becomes a joy for you and a meeting with God the Most High. For He will transform your hearts and you will become people of love and peace. Do not forget, little children, that Satan is strong and wants to draw you away from prayer. Do not forget that prayer is the secret key of meeting with God. That is why I am with you, to lead you. Do not give up on prayer. She calls us to pray the rosary every day and to pray with the heart, which means that the rosary must not be a rote saying of words as our minds wander. It has to be a real meditation on the Word of God. And that's why the third stone is to read and meditate on the Word of God, on Scripture, on the Bible, every day. The fourth stone is the sacrament of confession. Our Lady says that monthly confessions will be a remedy for the Church in the West. Whole sections of the church could be cured if believers would go to confession once a month. And the fifth stone is fasting. Our Lady asks for a bread and water fast on Wednesdays and Fridays, but she accepts alternatives. I think we need to fast from the two things that keep us from daily prayer and more frequent reception of the Eucharist. Those two things are busyness that comes from overcommitment that wipes us out, and then we think we need to veg out with entertainment. Fast from these. Cut them out. Remove them from your lives. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Similar to Fatima, at Medjugorje, Our Lady is to give each of the visionaries a certain number of secrets to be revealed to the world. Three of them have received all 10 secrets, and three of them have received 9. The first two secrets are warnings that invite conversion before it's too late. The third is a sign of hope, a supernatural, permanent, and indestructible sign on Apparition Hill, where she first appeared. Each of the 10 secrets will be revealed to the world in this way. 10 days before the date of the event foretold in the secret, Mariana is to tell the priest that's already been chosen what will happen and when. Then she and the priest are to fast for 7 days. Then 3 days before the event, the priest will reveal the secret to the world. Now the only thing Mariana will say about the secrets is this: Our Lady is planning to change the world. She did not come to announce our destruction. She came to save us, and with her Son, she will triumph over evil. And Mariana emphasized, if the heart of our Mother will triumph, then we don't need to be afraid of anything. It is only important to put our life in her hands and not to think about the secrets. We should think about the messages and what she has asked us to do, so that we can help her immaculate heart to triumph. So the question is, are we taking up these 5 stones? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, if we consider the 10 secrets of Medjugorje in the context of the messages of Our Lady of Fatima, Akita, and Cabejo, then the secrets seem to allude to a dramatic worldwide purification. But what is the purpose of the purification, and why warn the world ahead of time? It's not a punishment. God does not punish mankind. God leaves mankind free, free to do good or evil. And good consequences are a result of good choices. And evil consequences are the result of evil choices. And on the global scale, wars, famine, natural disasters, and persecutions are all ultimately the result of evil choices. So the purpose of the message of purification or chastisement is twofold. It's a call to conversion before it's too late, but it's a call for action so that we will do all that we can to help Jesus and Mary rescue souls and change the tide of the world and world events and bring peace. See, the future is not irrevocably set. We can change world events and help save souls by taking up the five stones, to make the Holy Mass the most important thing in our life, to pray the rosary every day, to read the Word of God every day, to go to confession once a month, and to fast, especially from those things that keep you from God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle,
be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what have been your reflections since we came back from Medjugorje? Or just from this meditation?
I think Medjugorje
really shocked me for a couple of reasons. First of all, I went into it thinking, what do you say to a visionary? Because that seems like, I think I had the wrong idea going into it, that there would, it's more, and she really directly acknowledged this, so it seems like a lot of people think this. I put so much focus on her as an individual, as something extraordinary and special, and she really reiterated again and again that it's not about her, the messages aren't for her, and she's not special for having received them, because the message is for everyone. So I was really struck by her humility and the way that she points at every moment towards Mary, and at every moment Mary points towards Jesus. And I feel like it's such a good perspective as far as like apologetics go when you're talking about the legitimacy of Medjugorje, because they're not getting anything out of it. Their lives have been drastically impacted in negative ways throughout the last, how many years?
43 years
because of it. They've really given everything to it. They live very modestly, very humbly. And these messages are so rock solid.
So rock solid. Yeah, how can you be more rock solid than the Mass has got to be the most important thing in your life?
Mm-hmm.
You need to spend time in prayer. You need to read scripture. You got to go to confession once a month, and you need to fast.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just the gospel.
Mm-hmm. In a way, and this is the nature of the Catholic Church, it's nothing new, and yet it has to be restated.
Well, this is exactly what a good mother does.
Mm-hmm.
She reminds us of what we should be doing. But also, Jesus said that I will send you the Holy Spirit who will remind you of all truth.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit works through Mary.
Mm-hmm.
So the Holy Spirit is reminding us through Our Lady of the most important things we have to live.
Yeah, you're right. It's really flawless. But what struck you about Medjugorje as a theologian that has focused on Mary for the last at least 20 years?
Yeah. What struck me the most was sitting there on Apparition Hill. And while we were praying the rosary for hours, watching
literal hours,
thousands
in the dark on this crazy, jagged, rocky hill.
Yeah. While I watched thousands upon thousands upon thousands of local people streaming up the mountain to kneel down and pray.
I heard just about every language on that mountain.
Yeah. And what struck me is that, from our experience, we were just in Częstochowa before that, the shrine of
the Black Madonna.
The Black Madonna in Poland, where we had thousands of people, local people, coming to gather around Mary.
Yeah.
The power of people coming together, gathered around our mother to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's spiritually powerful, and it's so powerful to strengthen the faith of the people that come to gather together. And all I could think of was, I wish we had places like this in the U.S.
Yeah.
Where we could come together locally to gather around Mary for prayer.
Yeah, we get sick and tired of having to fly everyone to Europe to see Our Lady like that. She's everywhere, but the beauty of these places is that it's where everyone is united in faith to her visibly.
But that could be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And what struck me the most, in May, Our Lady is reported to have said, I want rosary groups.
Mm-hmm.
So what she appears to me to be saying is that she wants us to obviously go to Mass and to pray on our own, but she wants us to gather together. She wants prayer in the home.
Mm-hmm.
She wants families and friends to gather together regularly. She wants large groups of people to gather. She's calling people together to pray.
And even in Medjugorje, that's the very point, is something like an apparition site like that. It's not that you just pray better or you're like amplified there, but it's setting the example.
Yes.
Here is almost an epicenter of prayer, of people gathering constantly to pray together with Mary.
Yeah, it's an epicenter of prayer. But our home needs to be an epicenter of mm-hmm. prayer. Our parish needs to be an epicenter of prayer.
Yeah, Our Lady doesn't appear like this so that we can say, good, she did it for us, but it's an example, and she wants us to do the same. Yeah. She wants to spread a message.
Yeah.
And she wants to pray with her children.
She wants to pray with her children. But it's the job of her children who are listening to gather her other children. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved so much this Sunday night when we had, we gathered our extended family. We had supper, a lot of conversation, a lot of laughter. Mm-hmm. And then right afterward, we prayed a simple rosary.
Yeah.
You know, the little kids are running around crazy, and it's, but to gather in friendship and pray. Everybody can do this. Anybody can do this.
Everyone should do it.
But this, what I took away from this is that Our Lady wants to gather her children around her to pray, and you don't have to go to Poland, to Medjugorje, to Lourdes, mm-hmm. You don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Just invite people where you live. In fact, for me personally, this is my mission going forward.
Mm-hmm.
To help people gather together around Our Lady and pray.
I like that mission statement.
Good, because you're going to have to help me.
I know.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you for taking me to Medjugorje.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.